From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A federal trial is underway in San Francisco to determine whether the U.S. Constitution bars states from outlawing same-sex marriages. The proceedings began in controversy as the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in on a plan to post video of the proceedings on YouTube. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker made the decision to videotape the trial. Walker said because of the widespread interest in the issue and its importance, the videos would be posted on YouTube later in the day. But early Monday morning, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling that blocked the video transmission, saying the justices needed more time to review concerns from some witnesses who worry that they may be harassed. The ban is expected to remain in place until at least Wednesday. About 100 proponents of same-sex marriage demonstrated in protest outside the courthouse, as about a dozen supporters of Prop 8 stood silently with placards supporting the initiative. The trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the administration has concluded that tougher sanctions aimed at Iran's ruling elite is the best way to prevent that country to prevail in that country to halt its uranium enrichment activities. Clinton said the final go-ahead on sanctions has not yet been given, but she added that administration officials are moving in that direction after consulting widely with allies. Clinton was speaking to reporters en route to Hawaii for meetings with foreign ministers. North Korea is calling for the signing of a peace treaty with the U.S. to replace the truce that ended the Korean War. The North Korean government added that ending hostilities with the U.S. and lifting sanctions against North Korea could pave the way for the resumption of nuclear disarmament talks. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
North Korea's foreign ministry said in a statement that a peace treaty between Pyongyang and Washington could end hostile relations between the two sides and quickly lead to a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. It also said that sanctions imposed on the North after its nuclear tests had created an atmosphere of mistrust, and that lifting the sanctions could bring it back to the negotiating table. In Seoul, South Korea, meanwhile, U.S. Human Rights Envoy Robert King told reporters that North Korea would have to improve its human rights situation, which he called appalling, before the two countries could improve bilateral relations. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A series of clashes and attacks in Afghanistan has killed 6 NATO troops, including 3 Americans, today. It was the deadliest day for the NATO-led force there in more than 2 months. The United States troops were killed in a firefight with militants in southern Afghanistan. The cold wave in the south and the resulting spike in energy demand for heating is being blamed for knocking out power to thousands of homes and businesses across the deep south today. A hard freeze watch is posted in Florida until tomorrow. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrial Average is up 26 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal health officials are pushing all Americans to get vaccinated against the flu, especially the H1N1 swine flu, even though the number of cases of swine flu in the U.S. have been declining in recent weeks. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says there's enough vaccine now for everyone who wants it, not just those in high-risk groups.
This is a serious disease. We have a vaccine that works, that's plentiful, and we really would urge all Americans to step up and protect yourselves and your loved ones, save lives, and get vaccinated.
Sebelius speaking to kick off National Influenza Vaccination Week. Former National Basketball Association star Jason Williams has pleaded guilty in a plea bargain deal to the shooting death of his former limousine driver. NPR's Mike Pesca has the story.
In the early morning of February 14, 2002, Jason Williams pointed a loaded shotgun at his limo driver, Kostas Christofi. The gun went off, killing the 55-year-old. A jury in 2004 acquitted Williams of aggravated manslaughter, but convicted him of trying to cover up the incident by wiping the gun clean and telling those present to lie to police. That jury deadlocked on a manslaughter charge, which has been the subject of 6 years of legal wrangling. Today, Williams has pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of aggravated assault and will serve at least 18 months in prison. The former New Jersey Nets star was forced out of the game by injury in 2000, but was still paid the entirety of his $86 million contract. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
Stock prices have been mixed today on the start of a new trading week on Wall Street. The Dow is up 26 points at 10,644, but the Nasdaq Composite Index is down 11 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.